All righty. I'd like to call the June 13th meeting of Wade meeting to order. Can I have approval of the May 9th and May 14th meeting?
I make a motion to approve both of those sets of minutes.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Just as a reminder, all motions are to adopt unless otherwise stated. Comptroller Gallagher.
Thank you very much. First of all, let me just express my appreciation to the chair for letting me bump to the beginning of your agenda. I know that's not normal, but I have another commitment that starts and overlaps with this meeting tonight. So I haven't been here the last two meetings, and I watch you on video, but I miss you in person. The county earned sales tax revenues of $59.1 million so far in 2024. Those total tax earnings have increased by 4% when compared to last year, which is really significant considering last year was a banner year. So we're still up over last year. We've collected $67,690 in adult use cannabis excise taxes so far this year. 75% of those collections have been dispersed to local municipalities, and the county's kept $16,000. So it's not the huge moneymaker that we thought it would be, but it's a little something. And we've earned $1.1 million in occupancy tax in 2024. That's only 18% of budgeted, but please be aware that the March, April, May returns, which is really the first significant quarter of occupancy tax, has not been filed yet. They'll file at the end of June. And budgeted interest income for 2024 is $6.7 million. We've earned $3.7 million so far, and to date, only $1.4 million of that is recorded in our financial system. So we're a little bit behind. On the expenditure side, I want to just note that we will be releasing our first quarter report for 2024. Unfortunately, it's going to contain this language. The data reflected in the report is derived from preliminary figures as reported in the county's financial system as of May 16, 2024. The county is experiencing delays in reporting financial transactions and journal entries due to management transition in the Department of Finance, and consequently, material differences in the reported revenues and expenditures may exist. So we're going to, everybody is working as hard as they can, including the finance department. We have a job to report out to you quarterly. That report is going to not really be a perfect example, an accurate picture of exactly what is happening, and we're trying to let you know that in advance. Bank reconciliations we're behind on. We have not been able to review the January 2024 bank reconciliations yet. We are available, and finance knows this, and we've done some preliminary training, so we're still a little bit behind there. We can't review what isn't completed yet to review. And if you recall, this was a change that happened in the charter. On the external audit side, the finance team has been working with the auditors, and our office has been easily able to receive copies of the files shared thanks to Deputy Clerk Easter. I want to note that, because that's really been great. There are still yet to be recorded 2023 financial transactions that need to be disclosed. On the cash side, as of May 31st this year, we had approximately $243 million in the bank, $68 million invested in IntraFi, which was earning 5.27 in May. That's great. $107 million in our bank, Green County Deposit Plus account, earning 5.38, so that's good. $50.8 million deposit in our account, our regular deposit account, earning 1%. I would just note, while we have good investment returns coming, there still could be diversification issues here. On the audit side, we've been in discussions with management about some legally sensitive items in the corporate compliance audit, and we'll be sharing a new draft with them shortly. And we are scheduled to meet with staff from Alera Group, which handles our outside health insurance, later this month to discuss some elements of the audit. And we're currently preparing reports on sales tax payments to municipalities and community college chargebacks. Finally, I just want to end with quality analysis. We've shared recommendations with the executive's office about reporting to be required in constituent services contracts. A draft of those recommendations went to Chair Gavaris earlier today, as well as Deputy County Executive Contreras. And we know that there are some people here sitting at the table who've expressed interest in getting together, including Legislator Nolan, Chair Criswell, to discuss some of those recommendations. So we look forward to those conversations. And I'm happy to answer any questions you guys have. Let me also say, if I'm not here at a meeting and you have a question, you can always ask Charles, or just call me or text me or email me. You guys have my contact information.
All right, thank you. Anybody for the controller?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Let's get started. All right. Resolution number 77 has been withdrawn by the sponsor. Resolution 264. Can I have a motion?
Make it.
Second?
Second.
Second discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Can I just bring one point to the committee?
Yep.
I reread this, and thank you for recognizing me quickly here.
Yep.
One of the resolve, there's only one thing that bothers me. It says, I believe it's the third resolve, it says $250,000 in ARPA funds. I just want to make sure that can be worked out, because the way I understand this is a lost revenue resolution, so the money will, basically the lost revenue money of ARPA will free up Ulster County money, which will then fund this program. So I just want to make sure maybe that can be clarified, because when it says $250,000 of ARPA hereby allocated to support the program, the way I understand it is it's actually going to be at the end of everything, Ulster County dollars that will support the program. So it just, I think, should be looked at a little bit, because I think the resolve might be off for that one area.
Sure.
Well, we just voted on it, so we might have to.
Well, we didn't. I didn't
call
the
vote.
No, just motion a second.
Okay.
I stopped it.
Okay. Great, great. I suggest we put originally, that we amend this by putting originally from ARPA funds, and I think that would take care of it. I think it's a valid point, and that it we don't want to be saying we're taking it from ARPA. And so I'll make there's no other discussion, then I'll make that motion.
I have a discussion on how it's going to be administered, how the agencies, how they're going to apply for, how they're going to get the money, how that the youth camps or the sports camps are going to get the money. Because I've talked to people that are doing camps, and they have no idea what to do to get the money. Yeah.
Yeah, so as we look through this, again, this is a really great idea, and to the point of how do you get it out there, how do you get
yeah.
it done? We think it's in the best interest to do an RFI or something to contract with a nonprofit who can then work to get this money out to those vendors who are interested. So more to come on that front, but that's one of the areas we're thinking.
So the question is timing, because they're starting camp next week or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, school is done for a lot of districts. So is it going to be useful this year? Is it going to? I want to do this program. I love the program. But can we get it done in a way that's going to actually make a difference for people this year? That's the question I have.
I'm in support of that also, because there's a training aspect of it that needs to be taken care of. And so,
absolutely.
You know, working with some sort of organization that can actually fulfill the training as well as the distribution makes a lot of sense.
Okay. It doesn't appear this is necessary, so
okay.
we'll confer with Amber, but Amy can do it on the floor.
Okay.
As of right now, it doesn't appear that this is necessary. So.
On the point of having somebody coordinate it for us, I agree with that, and that if it's from lost revenue, then that gives us time to do that. I also like the idea that we do it quickly, but I don't see a way internally to do it more quickly than to go through this process.
Mm-hmm.
The only possible thing is that it might be worth consulting with Robert Parody, who's in Public Works now, but who ran a program similar to this to distribute this sort of equipment for New York State. And so he might know who's in this field, and maybe it's a sole source type of contract? No. Well, maybe
several
it can
vendors.
Hurry things along or better things along.
I mean, it would be better to have, it's a timing, of course, it would take longer, but have purchasing do it based on the number of requests, because then you have standardized equipment, you get a better price, you're buying in bulk. There are several vendors out there that make AEDs. There's at least four off the top of my head I can rattle off right now.
Oh, I wasn't thinking about for the AEDs. I was thinking for the group that's going to manage this procurement
yep.
and distribution process for us.
Another question I had was, if a camp starts immediately, it could start soon, they have to buy it themselves before this program comes into place, and they can get. Can it be for reimbursement? I'm not sure if that's part of it or not. can they reimburse something that they have to spend? If they have to buy it initially of their own funds, can they come back 2 months from now and get reimbursed?
I think we'd be open to all options.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Resolution 265, could I have a motion?
Move it.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. 266, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried. 267, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. If you would like to, some people.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Sue Valenciano Weed, and I am happy to be here. I'm eager to start. I've been going through the process of becoming the next Ulster County Youth Bureau Director. I've been serving as the youth force here for the last year and a half, and I've worked closely with the previous Winina, who was in the role. I have many connections to the community, and I do a lot of good youth work for the last 25 years in different capacities, from working in school districts, camps, OCFS, running group homes, things like that. So I hope to bring a lot of expertise and new energy to the role to be able to bring more programs to the Ulster County youth.
Thank you. You're welcome to stay, but we're certainly you're certainly not obligated to.
I could stay for a few minutes.
Okay.
Do we have a second? I had a first.
For second.
267. A second. Mr. Hansen. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 273. Can I have a motion?
Moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 274, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 275, can I have a motion?
For the bond?
For the bond.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Thank you. On this one and the previous, we're going to pay for this with a bond. Is any of this backed up with federal dollars in the future?
I have to check the funding source.
Top solar.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So this is for a 204 kilowatt system on the top of the UCAT bus garage. We anticipate that there will be $100,000 from a New York State DASNY grant. And then up to one third from the IRA direct pay incentives as well later on.
Thank you.
All those in favor? 275. All those
aye.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. 276. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 277 is a bond. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
I have a question.
I'll second.
Is the, this will allow us to bond, but if we do bond, will that put us in a, cause any difficulties in terms of applying for that federal rebate on, it's a reimbursable? So just to flag that we...
Not to our understanding, but that's why we discounted the $100,000 off the bonded amount for the DASNY grant, because that is a requirement that we have to directly pay the vendor, and that there can't be any bond associated with it, so.
Okay, so just note it.
Yes.
Thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 278. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 279. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
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 Second. Discussion? We actually perfect timing. We're about to approve it. If you want to say anything or...
No,
I'm a seasoned performer.
I just, on behalf of the college, we are very, very grateful to live in a county that supports its college. So thank you.
All right. Any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Resolution number 280. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 281 is a bond. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 282, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 283, bond.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 284. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 285 is bond. Can I have a motion?
Moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 286. Can I have a motion?
Moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. 287 is bond.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 288.
I'll move it.
Second? Second?
Second.
Oh, second again.
Discussion?
Can I get a explanation on this?
288.
288.
This contract would allow the county to engage Alfondri Architecture in order to ensure that the build-out of the Workforce Innovation Center is done to the work letter and to the specs that were developed as part of the lease negotiation. So it would allow project management and oversight of that 40,000 square foot build-out.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
That'll be a no.
No? Okay. No. 289. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 291. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Second. Second answer. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 292, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 293, can I have a motion?
Make it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 294, can I have a motion?
I'm going to make a motion to block 294 through... where am I going?
318.
318.
318, thank you very much.
Okay, the second?
Second on the motion to block.
All those in favor of blocking?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion to approve as blocked.
Make a motion to approve as blocked.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Hold on a second now. 319, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 320, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 321?
Move it.
Second? Second?
Second.
Second answer. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 322?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 323 was postponed and was in rules. 324. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 325. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 326. Can I have a motion?
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Answer. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 327. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 328. Can I have a motion?
Moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 329 is a bond. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 330. Very motion.
Very happy to move it.
Second.
Second.
Second Hanson. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Can I ask a question? Out of these vehicles, are there going to be any take home?
Yes. Do you want to get the details? I have to look it up, but
okay.
If you've got it there.
There's the same amount of money. Starting on 331 with the county fleet vehicles, there's one take home requested as per the request from the district attorney's office on that resolution. Separately on resolution 333, which is for the highway equipment, some of those trucks will be to replace older take home vehicles used by county bridge and highway staff. And those, the current vehicles would then go into the fleet to replace older major vehicles.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
330. Opposed?
I'm going to be a no on 330.
331 is the bond. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 332. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
That'll be a no on that one.
333. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
The bond.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 334. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 335 is the bond. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 336. Can I have a motion?
Moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 337.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 338. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 339.
Moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 340. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 341.
Not yet.
I will move.
I'm
going to wait.
Yeah, let's just welcome. Yeah, we'll skip over 341. Okay. Please somebody remind me to skip over 341.
I got it. Yeah, 342 as well.
Right. So we'll skip over 341, 342, and 343 for now. We'll come back. 347, can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Second?
Yeah.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 348, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 349, can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second? Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 350. And a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 351. And a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 352.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 353. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 354. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 355. Can I have a motion? I'll make it.
Second?
Discussion?
Sure.
As you heard the comptroller speak earlier, sales tax revenue is up this year 4%. We had a banner year yesterday, or last year. This resolution has a trigger that anything over a 1 point or 125 million and change, we divvy it up between the towns. The city of Kingston still gets their 11.2%. This money comes out of the county share. Because last year we had estimated the sales tax at a certain number, and we were 3.6 million above that. I had conversations with the chairman and the county exec at a previously private meeting about sharing that 3.6 with the towns. This accomplishes some of that, 1.7, but we're still about 1.9 short that we're on an overage. Is there any will in this committee or the majority party to go further than the 1.7 and possibly do a total of 3.6? Mr. Chair,
I think we should take it up for discussion for sure. I don't think we should try and do it tonight.
I agree.
But I definitely think that we should have that discussion. I've been having discussions with, as you well know, with the supervisors about trying to think this through. And so I'm open to that conversation for sure. So if we could set a time, have a more thorough meeting to talk about the finances and how that would exactly work.
I would appreciate that.
Yep.
I support that also. I'd like to see if there's more equitable way to distribute some of the money.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm sorry, Jason, I see you have your hand up. You know, the towns are not as doing as well as we are county-wise. They with their budgets, some of their budgets, only $10, $12, $13 million are not able to absorb a large infrastructure project that comes along or, you know, or support a police department or other changes unforeseen that may happen to them, or even you know, with health insurance goes up by 10%. I know a lot of towns, including Platicill, when that happens, it's a strain on their resources.
Let's go back to this first.
I just want to say I echo the comments of Senator Roberts. I would note this current sales tax agreement expires in February 26th, so next year we should really start planning on negotiating an agreement with the city that would allow the town to keep a larger share of the sales tax.
Yeah, so I agree with this general direction. I wonder if it's worth thinking about if we're... I think that the towns help generate this sales tax increase. And I wonder if it's worth thinking about some of the ways in which they do that. And we've talked about targeting some of the funds from sales tax here at the county level. And so it might be worth thinking about whether housing or tourism or some of the things that contribute to this sales, tourism contributing to the sales tax revenue staying high, housing being a pressing need for the county and a desire to have it spread out around the county, that perhaps the mechanism of allocating for a specific purpose could help get that distribution of housing around the county that we want. So those are the two ideas that come to me today, but I think that's the reason that we need to go ahead and do this now and then have the further discussion.
I hate to bring up the idea of yet another working group, but I actually
think I was just going to ask you to do that.
I actually think that this would be smart to start the conversation sooner rather than later so that we have a real answer for when we come to the table in 26. So I'll start that process and with input from everybody. So please let me know.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'd like to echo Legislator Nolan's point. One of my talking points I forgot about is a lot of this income is generated, all of it's generated in the towns. You know, they are the ones that protecting these business with their police departments and maintaining the roads. And I get it that we have a county road force too, but it's also their zoning and planning boards that help facilitate growth in each town.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. 357 has been postponed in laws and rules. Go back to 341.
Yeah.
341. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry 342. Do you have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry 343. Can I have a motion?
Second.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Forthcoming 356. New business.
I could speak about this if the sponsor's not here. Or
speak about what?
Oh, 356?
No.
No.
Forthcoming.
Okay. You don't want to. Speaking. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Thank you, Chair DeVaris. I'll defer to my deputy, but time was now. We'll give you give me an update on where we're at with the project.
Response last month, we emailed us off one page handout that we'll be handing out to community members. So it's primarily focused on financial updates, capital projects. After the walk through. On a poll right now, there was 101 projects planned in the capital program for 2024. Of those, we have still to establish 26. We have 121, as I like to put it, living capital projects in the county. And that tells us that there's 46 legacy projects from prior years that are still there. The spending documents that you see below includes the spending on those legacies. And when I say legacy, think of something like a 22 vehicle request, where the lead time on buying that equipment may be over a year or two. So it's just something that the expense will stay open until the invoice actually comes in and we receive it. So when you're looking at capital spending by category, on the left side of the page here, those are the main categories in which we budget in terms of the capital program. Obviously, general government and highway, generally speaking, are going to be your two biggest categories. Broken down of the general government, your four biggest projects to date in 2024 are the emergency operations center, your county storage and warehouse facility, your courthouse fascia and roof, and the 2023 central auto vehicle purchases. On the bottom is just an illustrative document of that. On the back side, you'll see capital spending by year, to which, as Councilor Gallagher has noted, 2023 isn't officially closed yet, so there is an asterisk next to that number. The 24 to date number is as of June 7th. Projects identified by phase, you will note that those are a few, like four or five short of the current active capital projects. As because the categories chosen, there are four or five that just have, even though they have been established, they have not started yet. They're not quite at the design. And then below that, you'll see monthly capital spending by 5 months, in which you'll see that in the month of April, we had a healthy spending category. I will say that's nothing of concern, as we have building cycles and construction seasons, and depending on the phases of projects, invoices come in at different times. So this is something that we would like to trend-wise look at over years, but generally speaking, construction season for the county for non-specialized projects is between the months of April and November.
Can we do a little bit deeper dive into the legacy project?
Sure.
Just give us a little bit more information about them.
Sure. So legacy project for us is, it's a project in the county that's open, but it's not something that was included in this year, the 24-29 capital improvement program. So if you have a bridge that is essentially 99% complete, but we're just waiting on invoices. We have to roll that project financially into 2024, so that way we can pay the bills down in that year. So in this fiscal year, that project is living. We can go maybe by June. It's essentially finished.
I guess what I was getting at was we had had multiple conversations. I'm going to steal your thunder here, sorry.
I've got my list.
But we have talked about going through and doing a deep dive into the capital projects and finding out what's real and what's not real, what's sort of a holding spot. And I think we really, Chair Gavaris and I really in sync with this, wanted to clean this up. And so I'm sorry, I did steal your thunder there, sir.
No, it's fine. Yeah, I mean, I think what Chair Crystal was referring to just now is he wants more specifics, like what vehicles, how many, where are they going, sort of the, really the granular details. You know, while this is a great start and I appreciate the information here, I'm looking for additional things, and I don't want it to seem like we're overlapping with the Public Works Committee, but there is an overlap. And I things like, you know, what phase is the project? So I would like to see a listing of actual the projects.
Sure.
What phase are they in? Is it in design phase, construction, complete, whatever it is? The percentage of completion. So you just mentioned some of the vehicles were 99% complete on that capital project. I'd like to have a ballpark estimate of what percentage of that project where we're at. With it. And then the percentage of budget. You know, where are we on that? And if you believe that you've already, for this period of time, for this percentage of completion, that we're already going to be over budget, sort of, we would like to know that now, rather than when you run out of money and you're coming back for an amendment to us or additional capital. We should know about it now. Like, if there's contracts that you thought were going to come in lower, but we're still in the total budget, we're still under budget. We would like to know sooner with this, when we get individual things that are going to be higher cost than what you anticipate. Okay.
I would just echo how helpful this is. For your projects identified by phase, if you put a established only category, it won't, then you have to go back to 2018 in order to keep the fields lining up there. But no, I think that would be helpful. And some of these additional details, now that you have this, to dive into it, I think once you have it established, you can give us some feedback about what makes sense in terms of a workload of how frequently it needs to be updated. And we can have some dialogue about how frequently we need the information. It's very useful, and I'm not sure that I need to see it every month in order to be comfortable with how things are moving along. I just also, since I'm speaking about these kinds of things, the materials that provided about the contracts that were signed in May, I guess it was, or April, is just a tremendous amount of work that is being done in this county. And the contracts are many and of all different sizes, some of them very complex and moving forward, as well as hiring and replacing staff. So I'm just very appreciative and so would like to have this information, and also want to let you tell us if how difficult it is to provide it on a regular basis.
Do we have project management software that we use? You're hesitantly shaking your head.
Is it called Excel?
Depending on the type of project, depending on where we are in our department, there's different software. Not all departments have ready access to it. I will say, you're looking at, like, typically the bigger projects, if you think like the Public Safety Training Center, and we have contract managers, certainly project management software is used for that, but not every project.
So we don't have a standardized software system for the county, not the project managers that we make contract with. We don't have a county-wide project management system.
To my knowledge, no, but I don't know.
But there is a platform that is used in DPW.
Okay.
Yeah, and I, to follow on, I think that's what's used in DPW might, but might not, work for other types of contracts. And so it might not be possible fully to standardize that. But that might be good to look at over time. To the extent that it can be compatible, that would be helpful for management.
Yeah, I just, and I've said this, may have said this in previous meetings, I've certainly individually talked to people. I plan on putting in for this year's budget a contracted amount for a construction manager as agent for the legislature, that we would have a budgeted line so that when we do these major capital projects like the GOC or EOC, however you want to refer to it as, the courthouse facade is a great one. Really the construction projects, that we have an agent on our side looking at it as well and sort of looking at it from our interests. So we're getting closer to budget time, not that far away. So I'm just putting it out there.
And when you say our interest, you mean legislative as distinct from executive?
Yes, as the fiscal appropriation body, yes. We have a different... Yes.
Okay. So I think of our as being Ulster County and legislative function being policy and executive function being implementation.
Fiscal. We are the fiscal appropriation body.
Okay. So you're going to bring something forward. Yeah. I would be looking for a way to use existing information for the purposes we need for that role.
Any other... new business, Roberts?
This might fall under new old and ongoing, but can I get an update from the executive staff on the status, if there is any, on the 21 Elizabeth Street?
So that would be me. We are working through some new, it's in flux. I don't have anything that I can share publicly yet at this point because we're researching some options, and I still have to speak with procurement and legal and get some guidance. But we are working and hoping to have something to announce before August. Hopefully.
If I could follow up on that, Mr. Chairman, we put in a resolution. Myself and Legislator Hansen paid a visit to that place. Last year about this time, and what we saw led to a flood of legislators going over there and seeing that what a money pit it was going to turn out to be. The county executive staff kind of agreed with us, and they decided to go in a different direction after we put in a resolution to sell 21 Elizabeth Street. It's been 9 months. Nothing has been done. I took a ride over there yesterday. There's windows broken out of it. Every window should have been boarded up, secured for the winter. The four-story fire escape is easily accessible for kids and other people to access it. The windows being broken look like they're right next to the fire escape so people can get in there. There is shingles blown off on the roof, which would probably be a nice insurance claim. The sunny side is overgrown with vegetation. I've talked to Nick about re-entering the resolution to sell it, unless by the time next resolution deadline, I may pull it or not put it in. If I don't get answers that are satisfactory. It's a large investment, as you know, and it's just sitting there wasting away. At this point, I don't think that building's even salvageable.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
So, sure, you just told me at the beginning of your meeting.
I see that.
And then we're done.